It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Hopefully we'll hear from Will Kunkel of Fox 26 coming up. I know it's a busy, busy day out there as opening day is upon us. We know our guy Tyler's out there. Many of you are heading out there if you're not out there already. Should be a big, big day. Someone text in, if Dubon comes in for Altuve in left field, does Altuve move to second base in a double switch? It is one of the big things to me for Houston and Joe Espada and Dana Brown, because I do think this is a team effort and decisions prior to games of defensively in tight games, what are they going to do? I think that is, and right field too potentially, but I think that is going to be a question, because it's hard to take to just say, man, I'm going to take the heart and soul of our team and our leadoff hitter and one of our best bats out of the lineup. But there is going to be decisions in close games late. And Will Kunkel, Fox 26, joins us also. Catch him with Kicking It with Kunkel. Still trying to get on that damn thing. Maybe one day the Lord will bless me. But Will, I do appreciate you joining us on opening day. A lot going on. I want to kind of jump in on that. Are you hearing or have any understanding of what maybe the plans will be this year in late innings? Do you ever foresee them taking Altuve out for defensive purposes in left field late in games if it's tight?
Man, you may have just got an extra brownie point to get on Kicking with Kunkel. That was my question to Joe Espada today. I asked him, I said, you got two outfielders in the big leagues that have never played the positions that they're playing today on opening day. So you got Jose in left, and you got Cam in right. How are you going to finagle that thing late? And he said, listen, I got a lot of options off the bench. Obviously, Mauricio Dubon headlining that. So, yeah, I see him. I see this being a really tough year for Joe to have to finagle his way through these lineups, especially defensively. So, late in the game, I certainly expect guys to be subbed in and out, especially if it's a rough day for whoever.
What, one more reason for me to get on, to be nervous about Joe Espada? I'm telling you, man, I didn't like the way extra innings were handled. I know it's a few and far between when you have to do it, but that whole subbing guys in and then that good player, whether it be Yordan or Altuve or whoever, that position in the lineup comes around again, and you got a pinch runner up there hitting. That always bothered me. Now it's going to happen in the eighth and ninth inning, potentially in close games. We'll see how it goes. Hey, what about Cam Smith? You mentioned him, the momentum that he had in spring training. I think it's real. I do think spring training matters. I mean, I think he's proof of that. But how confident are you that he can carry that momentum over into the regular season as the competition ramps up?
Man, I have no reason to think he won't, but I also have no reason to think that he will. This is going to be a really tough period for him to adjust. He's going to see pitches that he's never seen in his entire life. That doesn't mean he can't hit, but I put this on my X account. I said, does Cam Smith have a better chance of winning Rookie of the Year or being sent down at a point this year? I'm curious what you guys think, because people are acting like, hey, man, this stud's in right field. Like, it's going to be all well and good, and here are the betting odds for Rookie of the Year. I mean, it's not like he's seen any sort of big league pitching. He never has. I'm not saying he can't, but let's not act like this is an easy game to play at the highest level for the first time.
Oh, I hear you, Will, but it would have to get really, really bad for them to pull the plug, right? They've made this decision with Cam, right? They've foregone service time opportunities to have him longer. They've done all these things. I would imagine, Will, like, it would have to be, I mean, worse than Bregman starts in some of these years for them to pull the plug and send him back to Sugar Land or the minors. So I would think he has a pretty long leash.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I mean, you think a rookie gets a long leash? I mean, Alex earned that leash. You don't know if Cam's going to come out of it if it starts slow. If he goes 1-for-20, like, what happens, especially mentally, and he's learning a new position? What if it's also bad in the outfield? Let's not forget Aaron Judge was called up and then was sent back down, and he's come back up, and I think it's worked out pretty dang well for him and the Yankees. So it's not like if that happens, like all hell breaks loose and he's a bust. That's certainly not what I'm saying. But to just come up and start mashing and contribute in the six hole, and you've never done it before, I hope he does. I hope this kid rakes. But let's not think that this is just going to be a cakewalk for him. Like you mentioned, Alex Bregman, one of the greatest Astros of all time, notoriously bad starter. Like, so it's possible. It's possible. There's just so many ifs. We're playing this game of if Jose does this, if Cam does that, if they stay healthy. When you start playing the ifs, it gets me super nervous about what to expect.
How speaking of nervous, how nervous are we about Altuve and Liv?
I'm nervous because all it takes is one play in a bad situation to be like, holy crap, is this the right move? Is this what we're doing? And he misplayed balls where you're saying, like, people on X are saying, oh, I think the sun was in his eyes. Like, I don't give a damn. You're in the big leagues. You're starting now in left field. You got to catch every ball that's routine and then ideally make some extra plays. Like, this is the big leagues. This ain't Little League trying to figure it out and let's hope all is well. Like, let's see what happens at the end of the season. No, he's got to make those plays and he's got to be good. I think he can do it. He's just got to make the routine plays and he's going to play left field primarily, I think, here at Daikin, because on the road you get some big left fields. Like, hell with that. You don't need him out there. Who's ever playing center, this is what I'll say, bring your inhaler, bro, because you're going to be running all over the damn yard trying to catch balls so Cam doesn't have to and so Jose doesn't have to.
Hey, what about all the new faces? You know, we mentioned, you know, Rogers at second, Walker at first, Paredes at third. Which one of those guys are you looking for, most forward to seeing as an Astro for the first time?
I love seeing what Walker can bring this team, not only offensively in the cleanup spot today, but defensively. He's going to be a big upgrade. Like, first base was a massive liability last season. And Isak Paredes, the way his swing is, and we've talked about this a lot, and being able to poke a couple out down the left field line is going to be fun to watch as well. So I think they've got some big upgrades in certain spots, as much as they've, I don't want to say downgraded, but at least have question marks in the corner outfielder spots.
All right, a lot of questions have been about what, like, the concerns of what could potentially hold them back is the corner outfielders that we've kind of talked about a lot, Altuve in left field, and then seeing what Cam Smith's going to be about. What's the other thing that Astros fans need to be watching that there are some maybe questions or concerns on what could hold them back this year?
I mean, it still, I think, remains in the outfield. I put out this question as well. Does Chaz McCormick hold the key to a World Series run? Because I think they can get to the playoffs without Chaz being Chaz. But with that being said, if Chaz can pop 20 and hit 70 ribs and steal 20 bags, like, you've now turned what is a liability in the outfield. This is, we know Jose is going to be good offensively if Cam is decent, to now an asset possibly, because I don't rely on Jake to hit. He's never hit at a high level at the big leagues. So there's no reason for me to expect that. This outfield, I just pray it doesn't go the way it could go for some guys. And I hope that Cam can get, or Chaz can get back to what he did 2 years ago, because he was a damn good outfielder and contributor at that point. And obviously health. Like, the team is good. So the only thing that can really hold it back is its health. So let's hope that doesn't happen again this year.
Last thing, Will, before we get out. The bullpen. I know a lot of people obviously love the back end with Abreu and Hader, but it's getting to those guys. I mean, you look at it and I see Rafael Montero makes the roster. You're like, okay, what's going on? What's the feeling about the bullpen getting to those two power guys in the back end?
Let's hope guys can go deep in the games when they start. Like, can we throw it back to the 90s when dudes were alpha males and wanted to go 8 damn innings? They didn't want to just throw 35 pitches then go home. Like, let's play some real baseball. Like, hopefully that's what happens. You got some guys that want to do that with Hunter Brown and Spencer Arrighetti and Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco. Those dudes are hogs. So let's hope that that's what they want. But I think that Joe's going to have to piecemeal it together early on in the middle relief innings, long relief innings, until it gets to that point.
Yeah, well, you can't be saying hogs right now with Clint. You hear him. You start saying hogs.
Oh, yeah.
He's starting to think
who
about
you got tonight, baby? Who you got tonight? Hogs and Red Raiders.
Oh, I got the Raiders in my elimination. Sorry, bro.
Well, you had time to think about it. Yeah, you did that a long time ago. How you feel about it?
Nah, I got Raiders. I'm good, bro. I'm good.
All right, Big Dog. We appreciate you, man.
Love you, boys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate
it. All right, man. Enjoy opening today. That's Will Kunkel, Fox 26. Also, check out Kicking It with Kunkel as well as we get you ready for opening day. Astros, first pitch, 3:10. Coming up here in just a bit, a little real or fake as we get ready for this start of the season, a little real or fake with the Astros. We'll do that coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.